Shabbat Shalom, Chag Sameach, and Lashana Tova. A very happy new year to you all. Today is Tishri 1, which is Rosh Kodesh, head of the month, Rosh Hashanah, head of the year, Yom Teruah, the day of the blowing or the blasting of the or the sounding of the shofar. Mandarabo shika yanda ribo sita yanda. We give you praise, we give you glory, Lord, in Yahushua HaMashiach's name, amen. Today Rosh Hashanah has fallen on Monday, the 26th of September 2022. Hallelujah. Now let's read the final part of this section called All Praise and Glory Be to Yahweh. It's actually the all things praise the Lord. So at the end of creation on the sixth day, all things praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, let me read verse 79, which is the final part. The Legends of the Jews, section 1, part 1, verse 79 says, reiterate the final part. Verse 78 says, yea, the dumb fishes know how to proclaim the praise of their Lord. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters, they say. The God of glory thundereth. Even the Lord upon many waters. Hallelujah. That's their song. And then the frog exclaims, blessed be the name of the glory of his kingdom forever and ever. Blessed be the name of the glory of his kingdom forever and ever. Blessed be the name of the glory of his kingdom forever and ever. All right, let's continue. Verse 79 says, contemptible though they are, even the reptiles give praise unto their creator. The mouse extols Yah with their words. Howbeit thou art just in all that is come upon me, for thou hast dealt truly, but I have done wickedly. And the cat sings, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Wait, the mouse says again, howbeit thou art just in all that is come upon me, for thou hast dealt truly, but I have done wickedly. And the cat sings, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah in Yahushua's name. These are all scriptures, they're all psalms within the Bible, the songs that the animals sing. Hallelujah. And then remember that they're just giving us a snapshot of what was happening. They've not told us all the names of the animals. They've just given us a snapshot. But everything, as they say, all things praise the Lord. The plants, the animals, everything. Hallelujah. All right, let's continue. Going to continue by reading about the formation of man. Hallelujah. 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 There may not be much to say concerning the seventh day of the week, because most of the audios I'm doing are going to be for the sixth day of creation. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. But for some reason, there is so much to read concerning the seventh day of the week. Oh my goodness, the sixth day of the week. I'm looking at it now and I'm like, okay. We'll do what we can. And if I'm not able to complete it, I'll just stop. So I'm reading up. I'm supposed to read up to verse 49. There's so much to read in between. I'm not going to sing much. So we're going to read the Legends of the Jews, section 1, part 1. And, part 2. I'm from verse 1. Hallelujah. Oh no, I've gone back too much. I'm searching for it. Bear with me, brethren. All right, let's continue. Adam, man, and the world. With 10 sayings, Yah created the world, although a single saying would have sufficed. With 10 sayings, Yah created the world, although a single saying would have sufficed. I'll read it again. With 10 sayings, Yah created the world, although a single saying would have sufficed. Yeah, so these 10 sayings, we have already read them by reading how the 10 commandments correspond to the 10 sayings. Hallelujah. So the first saying, let's go. The 10 commandments which Yah first revealed on Mount Sinai. Sorry, you have to go to Legends of the Jews section 3 part 2 to read this. The 10 commandments which Yah first revealed on Mount Sinai correspond in their character to the 10 words of which he had made use at the creation of the world. So it says here that the first commandment, I am the Lord thy God, corresponds to the first word at the creation, which is, let there be light, for Yah is the light, is the eternal light. Let there be light, for God is the eternal light. That is the first saying. No, the first saying is, let there be light. The first saying at creation is, let there be light. The second one, which corresponds to the second commandment, is, thou shalt have no strange gods before me. The second commandment is, thou shalt have no strange gods before me, corresponds to the second word, which is, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. For Yah said, choose between me and the idols, between me and the fountain of living waters, and the idols and the stagnant waters. Hallelujah, in Yahushua's name. The third commandment, which is, thou shalt not take the name of thy God in vain, corresponds to the word, let the waters be gathered together, for as little as water can be gathered in a cracked vessel, so can a man maintain his possession, which he has obtained through false oaths. So this is about waters being gathered together. That is the third saying of creation. The fourth commandment, which we remember to keep the Sabbath holy, corresponds to the word or the saying, let the earth bring forth grass, for he who truly observes the Sabbath will receive good things from Yah without having to labor for them, just as the earth produces grass that need not be sown. Hallelujah. Let the earth bring forth grass. Let the earth bring forth grass is the fourth saying. The fifth saying, okay, hold on, no, it carries on. For at the creation of man, it was Yah's intention that he be free from sin, immortal, and capable of supporting himself by the products of the soil without toil. Then the fifth commandment, honor thy father and thy mother, corresponds to the word, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven. Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven. For Yah said to man, I gave thee two lights, thy father and thy mother, treat them with care. I gave thee two lights, thy mother and thy father, treat them with care. So the fourth saying is, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven. And then the sixth commandment, thou shalt not kill, corresponds to the word, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature. For Yah said, be not like the fish, among whom the great swallow the small. So thou shalt not kill corresponds to, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature. Hallelujah, in Yahushua HaMashiach's name. Then that's the sixth saying at creation. The seventh saying, which is linked to the seventh commandment, is, thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not commit adultery is the seventh commandment. And it corresponds to the word, let the earth Let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind. For Yah said, I chose for thee a spouse, abide with her. The seventh commandment is to do with committing adultery. So the seventh saying at creation is, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind. For Yah said, I chose for thee a spouse, abide with her. The eighth commandment, which is linked to the eighth saying at creation, is, thou shalt not steal, which corresponds to, behold, I have given you every herb eating seed. For none, said Yah, should touch his neighbor's goods, but only that which grows free as the grass, which is the common property of all. Hallelujah. This reminds me of the gleaning commandment that is given in Leviticus 23 and elsewhere in the Holy Scriptures. I think it's an evidence of it is given in the book of Ruth, that we should leave the corners of the fields for those who need to glean, the people in need to be able to glean, you know, so they can be able to get something to eat. Hallelujah. So the eighth commandment, which is linked to the eighth word, is thou shalt not steal. So the eighth word is, behold, I have given you every herb eating seed. Hallelujah. Now, the ninth commandment is, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, corresponds to the word, let us make man in our image. Let us make man in our image. Though thou, like thy neighbor, art made in my image, hence, bear not false witness against thy neighbor. Hallelujah. So the ninth commandment is, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. The ninth word at creation is, let us make man in our image. That is the ninth saying. Hallelujah. And the tenth commandment. The tenth commandment, thou shalt not covet the wife of thy neighbor, corresponds to the tenth word of the creation. Thou shalt not covet the wife of thy neighbor. It also talks about coveting the property, other property of the neighbor. Corresponds to the tenth word of creation, which is, it is not good for man to be alone. For Yah said, I created thee a spouse, and let not one among ye covet his neighbor's wife. Hallelujah. It is no good for man to be alone. For Yah said, I created thee a spouse, and let not one among ye covet his neighbor's wife. So those are the 10 sayings at creation, and they correspond to the 10 commandments. Hallelujah. In Yahushua HaMashiach's name. So we continue regarding the formation of man. So with 10 sayings, Yah created, back to section 1, part 1, from verse 1. With 10 sayings, Yah created the world, although a single saying would have sufficed. Yah desired to make known how severe is the punishment to be meted out to the wicked who destroy a world created with as many as 10 sayings, and how goodly the reward destined for the righteous who preserve a world created with as many as 10 sayings. Now, when we read this last year, this is what made us come to the understanding that Yahweh used the Torah. Well, aside from the first section and part one, the first couple of verses in this book, The Legends of the Jews, we came to an understanding that Yahweh used the Torah, which is comprised of the 10 commandments, to create the entire universe and everything in it, the heavens and the earth and everything in them. And he is explaining why here. He's also telling us that because he used the Torah, which is, you know, summarized in 10 commandments, he had to give 10 sayings to create the world. Hallelujah. And interestingly enough, when Adam and Eve sinned, he gave them 10 curses each. 10 curses for Adam, 10 curses for Hava or Eve, and 10 curses for the serpent, to, you know, basically to emphasize the importance of the Torah. So let's read this again. Yah desired to make known how severe the punishment to be meted out to the wicked is, who destroy a world created with as many as 10 sayings, and how goodly the reward destined for the righteous, who preserve the world, a world created with as many as 10 sayings. Hallelujah. So there's an evil side to the 10 sayings and a good side to the 10 sayings, depending on how you handle Yah's creation. Hallelujah. And also depending on how you live your life in relation to His commandments. This is why the judgment day is day 10 of this month, Tishrei 10. Judgment day, day of atonement, the Lord's day, the dreadful day of the Lord, or the day of the Lord. It has various names. It's also known as the face-to-face day. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Now, I forgot to say earlier on that the Ten Commandments, we've discovered that the last couple of commandments are all related to the sixth day of creation. Hallelujah, as you will see in the written notes. Okay, let's carry on. Verse 3. The world was made for man, though he was the last comer among its creatures. This was design. He was to find all things ready for him. Yah was the host who prepared dainty dishes, set the table, and then led his guest to his seat. Hallelujah. He prepares a table before me. Remember Psalm 23, the Lord's my shepherd. Let's carry on. At the same time, man's late appearance on earth is to convey an admonition to humility. Let him beware of being proud, lest he invite the retort that the gnat, G-N-A-T, is older than he. The superiority, verse 4, the superiority of man to the other creatures is apparent in the very manner of his creation, altogether different from theirs. He is the only one who was created by the hand of Yah. The rest sprang from the word of Yah. The body of man is a microcosm. The whole world is a miniature, and the world in turn is a reflex of man. This is very interesting. The body of mankind is a miniature of the entire world, and the whole world is in turn a reflex of man. This is very interesting. The hair upon his head corresponds to the woods of the earth. This is interesting. His tears to a river, his mouth to the ocean. Wow. Also, the world resembles the ball of his eye. The ocean that encircles the earth is like unto the white of the eye. The dry land is the iris, Jerusalem the pupil, and the temple the image mirrored in the pupil of the eye. But man is more than a mere image of this world. Hallelujah. He unites both heavenly and earthly qualities within himself. So man is the connection of the mediator between heaven and earth in a way. He's not a replacement of Yahushua HaMashiach, but he is a reflection of heaven and earth in a way, and therefore a mediator. In four, he resembles the angels. In four, the beasts. His power of speech, his discriminating intellect, his upright walk, the glance of his eye, they all make an angel of him. Hallelujah. But on the other hand, he eats and drinks, secretes the waste matter in his body, propagates his kind, and dies like the beast of the field. Therefore, Yah said before the creation of man, the celestials are not propagated, but they are immortal. The beings on earth are propagated. So the celestials are the ones in heaven, heavenly beings. But the beings on earth, so the terrestrial beings, they propagate and they die. I will create man to be the union of two, so that when he sins, he behaves like a beast. Death shall overtake him, but if he refrains from sin, he shall live forever. That's all in quotation marks. Yah now bade all things in heaven and on earth to contribute to the creation of man, and he himself took part in it. Thus they all will love man, and if he should sin, they will be interested in his preservation rather than fight against him and tell Yah that he should judge them. They will be pleading with Yah to have mercy. That is clever. Okay, moving on, verse 5. The whole world naturally was created for the pious, so the ones who are willing to do Yah's commandments diligently, the God-fearing, whom Israel produces with the helpful guidance of the law of Yah revealed to him. It was therefore Israel who was taken into special consideration at the time mankind was made. And this is why Israel is the center of the earth. This is why everything is about Israel, brethren. And this is why we continually emphasize about Israel in our teachings. This is why we emphasize learning a little bit of Hebrew, even if you cannot learn it all. This is why we emphasize learning the scriptures from a Hebrew perspective. Hallelujah. Let's keep reading. All other creatures were instructed to change their nature if Israel should ever need their help in the course of his history. Hallelujah. The sea was ordered to divide before Moses, and the heavens to give ear to the words of the leader. So whenever Israel is in need of help, other creatures are instructed to change in nature to make way for Israel or to help Israel. And an example is being given here. The sea was ordered to divide before Moses, and the heavens to give ear to the words of the leader. The sun and the moon were bidden to stand still before Joshua or Yahushua, the son of Nun, the ravens to feed Eliyahu or Elijah, the fire to spare the three youths in the furnace. Remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? I forget their Hebrew names. They're in the book of Daniel. The lion to do no harm to Daniel, the fish to spew forth Jonah or Yonah, and the heavens to open before Yechzikel, that's Ezekiel in Hebrew. Hallelujah. The heavens to open before Yechzikel, Ezekiel. Now verse 6, I'm running out of time in this audio. In his modesty, or maybe I should stop there because this next section is quite long. I'll not be able to read it in the next 1 minute, so I'll continue with the next audio. Praise be to Yah, who is like unto thee, O Lord, who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods. Who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness and fearful in praises, always doing wonders. Hallelujah. Who is like unto thee? Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness and fearful in praises, always doing wonders. Hallelujah. Lashana Tova, Shabbat Shalom.